Daf is Daf Yud Beis, so we got to the bottom of Yud Aleph from Yud Beis. The Gemara says the last five lines. Amar Mar, Hayasasam Ubikesh Posam. Talk about the halach of the Mavoi, where the alleyway, where they're trying to close up the various doors, where the other Bnei Mavoi able to be Ma'akiv. So they say Hayam Sasam Ubikesh Posam. If one guy closes the door and then they want to reopen it, Ain Bnei Mavoi Ma'akiv Nalav, they're not able to stop him from reopening it. That's the guy has every right to reopen that alleyway, that entrance, if he wants. So it comes along, Amar Rava. Rava says, Lo shanu ela shlo parates p'tzimav. It's only true if he did not remove the doorway, the frame, I guess. They kind of just close up, like put wood, boards on it. But you could still see the door frame there. Aval parates p'tzimav, then b'nei mavoi makven alav. If he completely removed the door and then sealed it up as a regular wall, and then he wants to reopen it, in that situation, the b'nei mavoi are able to b'me'akiv him from reopening up that entrance. So Gemara says, Amr le Abai, Abai says the Rava, Tanya de Mesai lecha. There's a brayta that supports this idea of yours. And the Gemara says on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Bais sosum yesh lo dal amos, parates p'tzimav, Ain lo dal amos. If a house was just boarded up, this doorway is still there, so even though you don't really access it because there's a board in the way, it still gets his dal amos in front of that doorway, because the fact that there's a board there indicates eventually he's going to fix it, reopen it up, so he's granted his dal amos in front in the chatzer. But if it's, again, part is psimaf, if they remove that doorway, the frame, and he's completely sealed it up, and then such a person would not get dal amos in the chatzer. Then the next few lines of parentheses, let's read it. We usually don't read it, but the Gemara says, "Kaver shepischu sasom eino metame kol svivav, but partitz psimav v'sasmo metame kol svivav." If you have a kever where mace is buried and you close up the entranceway with a board, but the doorway, the frame is still there, so then it's not metame everything around it. But if you are closed up, you mamish close it up, then there is no entranceway, then there's a tumah that goes around the kever. We'll read the one next line and we'll understand what's going on here. So then the Gemara says, if there's a bias that's sasim, if there's a house that's closed, there's a mace inside this house, and there's a doorway. Now they board up that doorway, but you still see the door frame, that is eino metame kol svivav. That is not metame the surrounding area, but paratitz psimav. If you do take off the door frames, then it is metame kol svivav. So what's this in it of being metame around it or not being metame? So look at Rashi. Rashi says two lines down, eino metame svivav. If it's simply sealed off, but you see the doorway is still there, there's just a board blocking it, it's not metame around it. Ela keneged pesach im meis pesochem. We know the halach is the meis always goes out the first entrance. If there's an entrance, it goes out that doorway. So if there's one entrance to this house and it's just boarded up, we still view that as a pesach and the tumah goes out that entrance, but the rest of the house is considered tame. But if it's parts, it's psimav, says Rashi. Harehu kekever. If you close it off, it's like a regular kever where a body's buried in the ground. There's no exit for it to go out. So then the loch is, says Rashi, the chachamim timu es svivos hakever dalad amos. The chachamim said it's metame dal amos around the kever. There's tuma kidei shlo yikrivu ose tyros ara kever v'yahilu v'lava daitayu. They create a tuma midrabanan. If you come too close within dal amos, you're going to become tame. They're really concerned you might come on top of the kever and really have a tumah deraisa. They created this little buffer around it, around the kever, tumah midrabanan, unless some person comes really close to it and afterwards brings karbanos or eats chuma. So that's what's going on according to the Rashi. But again, if it's just boarded up, but the door frame is there, we say the tumah only goes out that way. It's like a regular house. If you seal it up completely and there are no windows, no doorways, then it's like a regular kever and then the tumah goes all around the house.
In the first case, the tumah is where?
Which case? The kever and the parentheses?
If the door would have been open.
The mace is inside the house. And the halacha is, the Gemara doesn't explain this, but there's a couple of mishnayos that the tumah always leaves the, if there's an exit, it goes,
exit.
Right. But if the exit is bored off, but there's still you see the door frame, that's called an exit still.
But what happens with the rest of the house? It's tumah's all house?
Inside the house is tumah. But around the house, all those are considered tawar.
Okay.
Now there's a long tosa who argues in Rashi here, but we're going to sheet this Rashi just to make things simple. Fine. The Gemara now says six lines down. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mivos hamifulashos leir acheres. If there are these alleyways, these little small streets that would go from one city to the next city. Mifulashos means completely straight throughout. from one city to the next city. Ubikshu b'nei ha'ir l'sosmam. So one of the cities want to close off that alleyway. So b'nei osu ha'ir ma'akvin aleim. The other city is people are b'nei ha'ir are able to prevent them because they're used to using this as a traffic pattern. Now it's closed off. They have to go a longer way to get to the city, to get to the marketplace. So if it's a highway that's shared by two different cities, they are able to stop each other from blocking that street. And the Gemara says, "Lo mi bai, needless to say, ki leka darcha achrinam dimakve." It's needless to say, if there's no other way, if Imam is blocked, they can no longer enter into New York City anymore. They have no way. They close the bridge. They're stuck. That's pashit makve. They're certainly allowed to stop them from closing off that bridge, let's say. But ella filu, even in a case, even if there's another way around, they close the Whitestone Bridge, so now I have to go Throg's Neck, which might be longer, let's say, for example. So there's another way to go around. So maybe in that case, they have the right to close the Whitestone Bridge. So even then, says the Gemara, Nami Makri, even then, they're allowed to prevent them from closing off a shorter way. Mishum de Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Damar, he holds, that Meitzar Sheheh Chaziku Barabim, also the Kalkala. We've seen this before. If there's a certain street that Chachamim were already machzik to use, it's also to destroy that. It's also to cause the Rabbim to go a longer way. This is the halacha. Now there's a machlokas we showed him. How exactly, when do the Rabbim, or when are they machzik a certain path? So some say by doing a maisa, they have to actually fix it, maybe build a road. But if they simply just take a path on their own, that wouldn't be enough. Others say, no, once Rabbim are accustomed to taking a certain way, even though they didn't do a maisa, a chazaka on it, even that alone, simply going such a way for a period of time, would qualify as machzik harabim. Now there's an interesting Tosas here, who was also subject to a machlokas. Tosas writes, Meitza shechziku barabim, there's a small Tosas there, osir lekalkalo, hainu kishechziku barashus. Only if they were granted permission to use that. They just started going through someone's backyard to cut through the shul, but they never had rishus from the property owner. That's not considered a hechzik rabim. There needs to be rishus, according to Tosos. Others argue no. Even without rishus, if rabim take a certain path, and nobody ever protests, that's enough to create a chazaka of the rabbim. And the second machlokas is, do they have to do a maisa chazaka, or simply by walking that way would be sufficient to create a chazaka of the rabbim? Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel, Mevos hamefulashim l'rishus harabim, these streets that would go from one city to the next city, ubikshu b'nei hamevos lahamid lehen d'lasos. They want to put up doors to slow the traffic, to close it down, put red lights up, let's say, traffic lights. So the Gemara says, B'nei Rishis HaRabim Ma'akvin Aleim. So remember, the way it works was the Mvuos were really ways to get to the big highways. So now the streets, now the path to get to the highways is going to slow down some of the highway traffic. So you're allowed to, the B'nei Rishis HaRabim are able to prevent these people from putting up the doors and slowing down the traffic. So Savar Minei, he thought, Hani Mile Bidal Amos. They thought this would be within the Dalad Amos, Kid Rabbi Zeira, that only within the Mavos, Dalad Amos of the Rosh Hashanah. Let's say this is the Rosh Hashanah here. You have the Mavos coming off the sides, they like kind of like a caterpillar, the Gemara and Erevin says, coming off the side. So you put a doorway to this alleyway here within Dalad Amos of the Rosh Hashanah, that's where it's a problem. But further down the line, you could put a stop sign, let's say, or a red light there, or a door, that would be allowed. Just within the Dalad Amos of Rosh Hashanah would be prohibited. That was the initial understanding. And Kidi Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman, Dalad Amos Hasmuchos L'Rosh Hashanah K'Rosh Hashanah Dami. They assume that because those first Dalad Amos is considered an extension of Rosh Hashanah, but beyond that, that's considered the B'nai Mavoi, and the people on the Rosh Hashanah have no right to protest what the B'nai Mavoi do. And the Gemara says, Lohi, that's not true. Hasam linen tumah. It's only regarding tumah do we view those first Dalad Amos as rishus harabim. Now the halachas of tumah, we've seen this before several times. That safek tumah rishus harabim versus safek tumah rishus hayachid. The Gemara tells us that we learn safek from sota. Sota is also a case of safek. We don't know if she was mizana or not mizana. And the Gemara, the pasuk in Nasa calls a sota tumah. So just like a sota, there's only a safek if it's rishus hayachid. If she's in privacy with her and another man, we assume safek that tumah is tameh. So too, when it comes to real tumah, if it's rishus hayachid, if there are two people there, then we assume safek tumah rishus hayachid is tameh. But if it's three people or more, for Sota, there's no Suffolk, we assume nothing happened. So to by Tuma, Suffolk Brishas Rabbim, which is defined by three people for Tuma purposes, Suffolk Brishas Rabbim is considered Tahor. So what they're saying here is, those first Dal Amos in the Mavo is considered an extension of Brishas Rabbim, whereby Suffolk Tomei would be Tahor. But when it comes to the Gemara, says Aval, Hacha, when it comes to traffic patterns, Zimnin, Dedach, Yebnei, Rosh Hashanah, V'ayle, Tuvei. Sometimes if there's a traffic, there's an accident, they'll go off to the alleyways and use the side streets. But now you're preventing them from using the side streets by putting up doors, putting up stop signs and red lights. So therefore, you cannot put a Delis anywhere along the Mavoi. Okay. Gemara now says two dots below. Esasada es ache betisha kabin lezer betisha kabin lezer. We had a machlokus how much a sada was. So the first pin thought 9 kav for a person, and the other pin thought no, half of 9 kav. In other words, 4.5 kav for each field would be considered a sada. So the Gemara explained below. Pligi, this is really not a machlokus. Mar kiasre. This one holds like this, and this one holds like that. Each person's place had a different definition of what a field was. So if you look at Tosos, there's no Rashi, but look at Tosos. Tosos writes, what's the Machlokas? He says, Perish Revam, the Rabbi Yehuda Bar Mordechai, the Ba'asre de Rabbi Yehuda Hayakarka Choshev V'tov Hayakoshev L'Tzarach B'tisha Chatzai Kabin. Rabbi Yehuda lived in an area that was the very fertile, the land, and therefore even 4.5 kav would be considered a sada. About Ba'asre, the Tanakama, Lohaya Karka Tov Kokach, it wasn't so good. She Choshev L'Tzarach B'Pachos Metisha Kav, it wasn't worth the effort of working on a field less than 9 kav. So that was the difference where they lived. V'yafa Pish Lohaya Bokadei Harishas Yom Rai Hayal Tzarach V'Hashtab By B'Bavel. Now the Gemara wants to know about Bavel. What's Halacha in Bavel? So that's the Machlokas. They lived in different areas where the quality of the land was better or worse.
Is that the size of the field, or is that the volume of
produce? It's a volume of produce. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So the Gemara now says, okay, Bavelmai, what's halacha Bavel? What's the status of the land, the property in Bavel? How do you define a field in Bavel? So it all depends on place. Sometimes things are not so objective. Depends where you live. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef be radu yome. The amount of time it takes, really the size of a field it takes to plow the field by hiring shvarim, by hiring oxen in one day, that size field. So the Gemara says, "My be radu yoma." So what does that mean? So the concern here is that it has to be a full day, because if it's less than a full day or a day and a half, let's say, it's not really, you're losing money. You want to know, what is it worth me paying for a full day? I want to pay. When you rent an ox, you rent it for the whole day. And if I only need it for a few hours, it's not worth my time to hire it for a few hours. So you're looking for a full number, either one full day or two full days. So the Gemara says, whatever it takes to hire your oxen for one full day, that's the size of a property that's worth splitting up. So the Gemara wants to know, my bay radu yoma, what's something that's subject to radu? Radu is harisha, plowing. What is the field size of plowing for one day? E yoma dezare. So then if it's the day that it takes to plow during the planting season, so that's the land is very soft at that point, and it takes one day. Problem is, that's treyoma karva, lohavi. But when it comes to it ends up being in the karva, in the plowing season at the end of the season, when you're finishing up and you plow the field yet again, so it doesn't take 2 full days, it takes a day and a half, and that's going to be uneven throughout the year, and it's not worth hiring oxen for that day and a half. So we can't look at it that way, one day in the planting season. Now, if you look at it, Iyoma Karva, so if you're looking at it for the end of the season when the land is hard and it takes 24 hours to work the land then, but Yoma Desire, but the day, that same field during the planting season, Lohabi, it wouldn't be a full day. It only take a few hours of that size field in the Zari. So what are we using? What's the measure? Are we looking at the field during the planting season where it's quicker, it's a softer land? Or looking at the end of the season where it's harder to plow? What's the measure of time or a field that we're using here? So the Gemara says as follows. Ibais Ema Yoma de Karva de Karva Vitani. We're talking about the 24-hour period a day in the Karva in the end of the season when you're plowing it at the end there. That's what we're talking about. And when it comes to the planting season, it would take twice as long there. Why? So look at Rashi. Rashi explains here. Ibais Ema, he goes out of order here. You look at Ibais Ema Yoma Karva. So you do a full day in the season when it's harder to plant. Udekamris lohavi yoma desire. The problem is during the planting season it takes less than that amount. Behaduri Askinan, were you doing it two times during that day? She'eretz Kosh, it's a very hard land. V'yesh b'malos merodos, so there are mountains and there's rocks and stuff. V'yesh tarech b'shas hazera kishas hanir. So it's talking about where the planting season is not a very simple plowing one time. You have to do it two times over because the land is very hard. So that's where everything evens out. It's all one day. It's one day in the Yom HaZara because you're doing a double, and Yom HaKarva where the land is also harder. It's 24 hours, no matter how you look at it. And the other suggestion is Ibais Eim, the Gemara says Yom HaDezare Behadura. He's also saying that if it's an area where you plant it, you're doing a full day in the planting season where you double it. I mean, that's the same idea here. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, let me read. I read out of order here, I think. One sec. I read the wrong Rashi. I'm sorry. I read the wrong Rashi. Rashi is either Ibais Eima Karva. Now, the commerce lo have Yoma Dezare. Wait, I'm confused now in terms of the order here.
The first one is twice. Mm-hmm. The second one is not twice. The second one is just that it's V'yeshra Gadol Becharisha Shelechar HaKatzir Omechar Shelechar HaKatzir Orech Et Man Rav Yilter Nutzah.
Yeah,
there's two Gersalas here in Rashi.
Lishna Achrina seems to be the order our Gemara was.
Oh, that's the, where is that? Lishna Achrina?
Five lines.
Either way, it's talking about a situation where you're doubling up the time because
The second case is that I think that it's so hard that it's going to take two full days.
Two full. So either it's one full day for both of them, or right. It's two full days for both of them. And that's the size of the field that we're discussing here in Bava. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Davla. What's Davla? So Rashi says Davla is, you look at eight narrow lines up, Davla is Im Yeshlahen Bor Shemimenu Mashkin Sadeh. There's a bor, a well, that's being used to plant, to water the field. So you want to split that bor up. So Amar Rav Nachman, Be Dalu Yoma. So that Rashi explains means Be Dalu Yoma, Achehe Bo Kide Lahashkos Sadeh, Kide Pulas Yom Lezeh, Hukde Pulas Yom Lezeh, Mishim Schar Pol. Where there's enough, if you split it up, there's enough that each person is able to hire a worker, there's enough to water the entire field. That's how you split up the boar, there's enough for one day. Pardes, so if you're splitting up an orchard, a vineyard, Rashi says a kerem. So Amar Avua de Shmuel bash shloshes kav. It has to be where there's enough to produce three kav to each person. And Tane Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Ha'omer l'chaveiro menas b'keren, ani mochel, I'm selling you part of the kerem. Sumchos Omer lo yifchos b'gimel kavin. If you sell karam, the definition of a karam is at least gimel kavin, where it produces that amount. That's consistent with what Rav Nachman said. And Amar Rabbi Yossi ein elu elu divrei nevius b'vav nevius. This is only divrei nevius. What does that mean? So it says Rashi ein elu elu divrei nevius. And below time, there's no reason. That's completely arbitrary how they chose three kav is a definition of a karam, and therefore he wasn't satisfied. He doesn't give what his approach is, but he doesn't like the definition of three kav being the definition of a karam. So what about Bibavel? What's halacha Bibavel Mai? What's the size of a karam in Bavel? So Amar Rava Bar Kasna Tlas Atziyasa Bnei Tresar Gufnei Kiecha Derapik Gavra Biyoma. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains Otziyasa is Kol Yudbeis Kfanim Kari Otzi. Every 12 kfan, every 12 vines is called, as a unit, is called an Otzi. So if there are three Otziyasa, says the Gemara, that are Bnei Tresar, that are produced, each Otziyasa is 12 vines, then Kiech Derafik Gavra Biyome, Rashi's Derafik is Oda. This way, each day a person could take off some of the grapes. That's the size of a Kerem, apparently, in Bava. Okay, the Gemara now says, interesting Gemara here. Amar Rabbi Avdimi de Minchifa, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nitla Nevuah Min HaNevim. Nevim was taken away, confiscated from the Nevim, V'nitna L'Chacham, it was handed over to the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Atu Chacham Lav Navihu. Is a Chacham not a Navi? Of course a Chacham's a Navi. Now there's a whole discussion in the Achron, how exactly is a Chacham a Navi? So the Gemara says, no, Hachi Kamar, Afa Pi Shenitla Min HaNevim, even though it was taken away from the Nevi'im, it was never taken away from the Chachamim. They've always had it and still have it. And Amar Meimar, Meimar says, V'chacham adiv minavi, a Chacham is even greater than a Navi. Shenamar, it says, V'navi leva v'chachma. So the Navi has a heart of a Chacham. So mi nitla b'mi, who's taller than who? Havi omer kata nitla b'gada. You say the Navi is like the greater one. He's like the Chacham. So you see that a Chacham is greater than a Navi. And Amar Bai says, Teda, bring your proof that a Chacham is greater than a Navi. Damar Gavar Rabba Milsa, a Gavar Rabba says something, U'mesamer Mishmei de Gavar Rabba Achrina Kivasi, and oftentimes he'll be mechaven to what another Gavar Rabba says. How does he know? Must be that they're in the same wavelength, they have this Ruach HaKodesh, this level of nevuah, that they're able to say the same things, even though they never heard each other say this. So why is that a proof? Amar Rava says, "My kusha, the Dilma Tervayu b'nei Chad Mazaninu. Maybe they both have the same mazal, the same chachma. They're mechaving to the same thing. Who's to say there's nevuah? There's nevuah going on here. That's not a proof that there's nevuah. Se'ela Amar Rava Teda. I'll bring you another proof. Damar Gavi Rava Milsa. The Sagar Rava says something. A big person says something. A chacham says something. Umis Amar Mishmei, and it's said in the name of." I think Rabbi Kiva going to say Mishmei Rabbi Kiva Bar Yosef Kavase. So why? So look at Rashi says something amazing about Rabbi Kiva. Mishmei Rabbi Kiva Kavase Velekel Meimar Bnei Chad Mazaninu. Sharei Rabbi Kiva Chacham Mimenu Harbe. You can never be the same Mazal. There's no one who's on the same level as Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was far above anybody else. So it happens sometimes. People were mechaving to something that Rabbi Kiva said. Must be through Nevuah that they're mechaving to Rabbi Kiva Bar Yosef. So Amar Rashi says, "My kusha, what's the problem? Dilma laha milsa bar mazlu. Maybe overall he wasn't a chacham like Rabbi Kiva. Maybe this particular halacha, he had the same level of wisdom as Rabbi Kiva, and that area of expertise was of his." So Ella Amar Rashi teda damar gavu rabba milsa umisamre halacha Moshe Mesina kivase. Ah, but now Moshe Rabbeinu is a whole other level. Sometimes a person will say a halacha, and then they're going to tell him, by the way, that's actually halacha Moshe Mesinai. So to be mechavin to Moshe Rabbeinu, no one is on any level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the only way you can be mechavin is through nevuah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Duma kesuma ba'aruva v'lav ta'imayav. So maybe he's just like a sailor in a boat who's going on the boat. Duma kesuma ba'aruva is on a boat who has no idea where he's going. And he was lucky. No, it was a good mazel he had. He was lucky that he was mechavin. So the Gemara says, "V'lav tam yav." Does he not give a reason? He wasn't just a blind person going on a boat. He gave a reason. He gave a svara. So what gave him the ability to have a svara to be mechavin to a lachal Moshe Sinai? The only answer for that could be it must be therefore nevuah that chachamim have. The Gemara now says, going on the same topic now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan miyom shechar beis hamikdash, in the moment from the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed, nitla nevuah min hanevi'im. So we know the chacham still had it, but it was taken from the nevi'im and nitna l'shotim v'litinokos. So it was given over to the people who didn't have a das, people who were whatever, however you want to term them, and tinokos, children. The shotim mahi. What's the example? How do we know that shotim were given this koach of nevuah? Ki hada mar bar rev ashi have a ka. He was standing once in the marketplace, in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, says Rashi, in Mechuzah, in this big city. And Shamal Ahu Shota, he heard a certain Shota, the comment that said, Reish Misivta Dimalach Bimasa Machsia Tivyumi Chasim. The one who's going to be appointed Reish Misivta, the Rosh Hashiva, is a person who's in Masa Machsia who signs his name Tivyumi. And Amar Man, Chasim Tivyumi, Rabbanan. So he said to himself, this is Mar Bar Ravash, he says to himself, who is the one who signs his name as Tivyumi? I'm the one, says Mar Bar Ravashi. So he says, Shema Amina must be, Lididi Kaima Lishaita. Now is my opportunity to become Rosh Yeshiva. So they explain why his name was Tivyumi, which was his real name. So some say his real name was really Mar Bar Ravashi. Tivyumi was because Tov, good things happened to him. This was a good thing that happened to him. He signed himself Tivyumi, who's used to good things happening to him. So what did he do? So come Asa Adasa Kamasa. He went to the base medrash now. Adasa, but now as he was going over to the base medrash, Imnu Rabbanan Losve Lirav Acha Midifti Beresha. They wanted to appoint Rav Acha Midifti. So Kevin the Shama Adasa Shadar Zuga the Rabbanan Lagave. So once they heard that Mar Bar Ravashi was coming, they sent two messengers to Rav Acha. To appoint Rav Acha, Rosh Yeshiva.
It sounds like they sent them to Rashi, says Mar Bar Ravashi.
Let's see, where's that Rashi here? Shadu Zugar Bar Nagave de Mar Bar Ravashi, Rashi says, Be Litol Eitza Rishus Laham Liches Rav Acha. So they're asking Rishus from Mar Bar Ravashi if it's okay if they appoint Rav Acha. So what happened was, Ikve, so Mar Bar Ravashi held these Rabbanan and didn't let them go any further. He held on to them, stay with me in my house. Okay, so they're waiting, and some time passed. They said they didn't come back. Maybe we need to send another two rabbanim. So hadar shadar zuga the rabbanim achrina. They sent another two rabbanim to Mar Bar Ravashi to ask rishus. Ikve, he held them back as well. Gave ad malibe asar until there's a total of 10 people, 10 rabbanim in the house of Mar Bar Ravashi. Now, Kevin de Malu Be'asara, now once he's a minion in front of him, Pasachu V'tana V'darish, he started to darsh and give a shear to them. The fish ain't poschin V'kala Pachas Me'asara, you can't give a Yarche Kala less than a minion being there, so he gave the Yarche Kala. And Kari Ravacha Nafshi, so therefore, and through that, he became the Rosh Yeshiva. He appointed himself Rosh Yeshiva. He created the situation for him. So now what happened as response to this? Kari Rav Acha, Nafshi Rav Acha referred to himself, Koha Marin Lo, Lobim Heir Mativin Lo. Those who bad things happen to, and Rav Acha is saying this happened to him, it's not quick before good things happen to you. In other words, bad things continue to happen to you. But Chol Mativin Lo, those who good things happen to, and that's Tivyumi, that's Mar Bar Rav Ashi, Lobim Heir Marin Lo. It's not quick where things bad are going to happen to him. He had good mazel, and therefore he was appointed to be Rosh Yeshiva. I find it interesting that we find many places where the Gedolim run away from Kavod, run away from these appointments. Here they're both trying to get the position of the Rosh Yeshiva. Interesting, I'm not sure why. There must be some idea that's beyond my understanding. Fine. Gemara now says halfway down, Tinokes, my, what's the case of a Tinokes, a young girl who had Nevuah? So Mahi, Kihod the Bas Rav Chista Hava, Yosve Bekantve Davua Hava. So the daughter of Rav Chista was sitting in the wings, in the coat, sitting next to her on the lap of her father Rav Chista, and Hava Yosve Kame in front of him, Rava of Rami Bar Chama were sitting. And sitting in front of Rav Chista, they were Talmidim of Rav Chista. And Amar Allah, so he looks over to his young daughter and says to her, Man Minayu Bais, which one do you want? Which one of these two Talmidim do you want to marry? Is it that you want to marry Rava? Or do you want to marry Rami Bar Chama? So Amri Lai, so she says, Tarvai, I want to marry both of them. So Amr Rava quickly says, Ana Basha, I'm the last second one. Because he doesn't want to be, you know, if it's the first one's going to die first or get divorced first, so I'm the last one. And apparently this would happen, and the Gemara tells, I think, elsewhere that this Maisa did happen. Don't remember where the Gemara is, but I think the Gemara elaborates elsewhere that this happened, Shitaka married both of them. So that was the Nevuah that his Tinokes had. Gemara says now, completely different topic, Amar Rabbi Avdimi Diminchifa, he was quoted before, so that's why we're quoting him again here. Kodem sheyochel adam yishte yeshel shtei levavos. Before a person eats and drinks, a person has two hearts. La'acha sheyochel v'shosa ein la'elo levecha. But after a person eats and drinks, he only has one heart. Shenemar, as it says, ish navav yilvav, double lashon, uksiv navav luchos, umetargamin en chalil luchin. So what's going on here? So is there a Rashi? Rashi explains here, towards the top, around 10 narrow lines down, ish navav, kishu chalil below keres milea, when the guy is empty, without having a full stomach, he doesn't have a full heart, he's confused, he's different things, different thoughts in his mind. But ish navav, yinova besulos, says Rashi, lev atum kibesulos osa navav v'chola. But when a person eats, then he has a, then he's satisfied, then, and he's a full heart, sorry, and then, well, what's going on here, sorry, and then, I lost my train of thought. Okay, anyway, so after a person is full, then he has a proper way of thinking, and therefore he has only one leif, and there's no different machshavas going through. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Huna Bre Dev Yeshua Haragil B'Yayin Afilu Libo Atum. Sorry, I read the Rashi ahead. Haragil B'Yayin, a person who's used to drinking wine, Afilu Libo Atum Ki Besula, even his heart's closed, like a besula is closed, Yayin Mefakcho Shenemar, the wine opens him up, Shenamar, as it says, Vatiyoshi Nuvav Besulos is going to open up, it's going to loosen the Besulos. Okay? It's going to loosen the heart. So Amar Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, different topic now. Pshita, Chelek Bechor Vechelek Pashut Yahavin Lei. So Pashut, when it comes to a Bechor, Rashi says Pshita, we're talking about a completely different topic now. Dividing a property for a Bechor. So Pshita, Rashi says, Chelek Bechor Vechelek Pashut, Shnei Chalakin, Sha Bechor Notel Echad, Mishim Bechor Vechad, Mishim Pshitas, Yahavin Lei, Ech Achad Mitzra Zu Eitzel Zu. So we know the din is, if a Bechor gets double portion, so those two portions you get, the two lands have to be adjacent to each other. It doesn't make sense to split them up. They're right next to each other, you get a larger portion. Sharei Shneim, says Rashi, Chelko Hein V'Harehein K'Chelek Echad. It's like one large property, you can't split it up. So Rashi says, it's Misvara. Look what Tosus writes. Tosus, the second one down, says, Chelek Bechor V'Chelek Pashut Yohemnin Lei Echad Mitzra. You give it to him on the same area. And here later on, that midichsiv pishnayim makish chelek bechor lechelek pashut. Tosus brings a pasuk to prove the point. Rashi says it's a davar pashut. It's a svara that the two properties of the bechor are adjacent to each other. So the Gemara says it's pashut when it comes to the chelek bechor vechelek pashut. Yahibnin le'achad mitzvah. We give it to him on the same area. The question becomes, what a yavam mai? The pasuk calls a yavam a bechor. When a yavam, a brother-in-law, his brother dies, so he marries his sister-in-law to perform the mitzvah yibum. The pasuk calls him a bechor. So does he get double portion next to each other or not? So the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Abai says, he, the same exact halacha. My taima, bechor kariyah rachmana. The Torah refers to him as a bechor. The pasuk says, v'haya bechor asher teled yokum al shem achiv. The bechor, the yavam, is going to step in the shoes of his deceased brother. So he gets a double portion next to each other. But Rav Amar, no. Amar Kra V'haya Bechor Havyaso Kibechor Vein Chalukasa Bechor. He's like the Bechor whereby he gets double portion, but he's not exactly like a Bechor. He doesn't have the right to say that he wants both portions mamish next to each other. So that's Machlokas Rav and Abaye. How far do we take this equation of a Yavam being like a Bechor? There are many other halachas that are impacted by this din of how, what does it mean that a Yavam is a Bechor? So this is just one of them. Then the Gemara says, Ahu Dizavin Ara Amata Debein Asha. So the Gemara says that a person who now buys a property next to his father's house, Machlokas Bein Asha is referred to father or father-in-law. The Tosafot has 2 days here. But let's say he's referring to the father. So a guy buys a property next to his father. And now the father dies. So now Ki Kantpalgi, he wanted to divide it. He wants to claim he should get the property that's next to his house because he owns the property next to it. Dina de Bar Metzra. So Amar Lehi says, Piligili Amitzrig, when you divide up our father's property, give me the land that's adjacent to my house. So Amar Rabba says, Kagon Zeh, Kofan Amidas Stom. Those who protest, those who don't allow the brother to get it, that's Kofan Amidas Stom, because the other brothers are not losing out. They're getting the same portion, just a different area, north, south, east, west. Why do you dafka want the one that's next to your brother's property? So a person who protests that is considered Kofan Amidas Stom, and we don't allow him to protest. The brother does have the right to claim that area of the father's property that's adjacent to his property. So comes along Maskev La Rav Yosef, and he asks, Amri Lei, Achai, Malinin Lei, Alave, Kinichse Debei Mar Meryom. So they could say that, no, that area is a better quality land, it's a better house, whatever it is, it's better. Just because it's next to it, you don't have the right. If they're all equal, then fine, you can't protest. But if that area is better, then the brother has no right to claim it. And Hilchse Rav Yosef, if they have a good taina about that property that's better quality, Eina Chanami, they can protest that brother doesn't get it over anybody else. Gemara is another ma'aseh of splitting up the land here. Tre arasa atre nagre. If you have two land that are in two nigre, Rashi has two irrigation fields. They each have their own independent irrigation system. And Amar Rabba, Rabba says, kigon zeh kofun amida stom. So look what Rashi explains what's going on here. Rashi says around 15 lines up, arasa atre nigre, that im beish shlachin hi, it's a irrigation field, v'yesh l'shneachin l'chalachlok shtei sados l'chalachas, yesh l'yor l'ashkos mimenim. They need to split up the land to two, the father died, and each one has their own source of bringing the water to the property. Now I have the land next to it, so give me the field that's close to my property, as opposed to me working on the other end. That's the claim. And the brother says, no, I want the land right in the smack of your two lands. That claim is Kofin Amidas Stone. So the Gemara says that Maskilah Rav Yosef again. Rav Yosef says, Zimnin the high midville, high low midville. No, he has a good taina. Because sometimes this irrigation system will work and that one won't work. So he knows that this is a better system. So just because it's next to my brother's land doesn't mean he gets the right to it, because they have different quality irrigation systems. And that, the Gemara says as well, Hilchasa Krav Yosef, that is considered a good taina. Let's go just a few more lines to the top of Yud Gimel. The Gemara says that Echad Tarte Achad Nigra. Let's say you have two fields that need to be split up, but on one irrigation system. So same din, that they want to split it up, but one guy wants, the brother wants his land next to the land he already owns. So the Gemara says that Amar Rav Yosef, the same Rav Yosef says, Kigon zeh kofun amidas stom. That case is kofun amidas stom. This is no reason for the guy to want it. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kevan de echad nigra ninu shen shavos. Since they're both using the same irrigation system, there's no one that's better than the other one. So this case, the brother has no reason to protest that he wants that land over this land. The Gemara says, Masik v'la Abaye. Abaye says, wait a second, Rav Yosef. Matzi Amar, he could say, Ba'ina de'afish arisa. I want there to be more sharecroppers working here. What does that mean? What's this taina? So Rashi explains, the last Rashi on the page here, Nichali la'afush arisa tovli. It's better for me. Shehelecha. Shtei sados achas mikan, v'achas li be'emes. It's better to have one on the sides, one on each side, and then one in the center. What's going to happen is you need to have two different fields on the outside, my brother. I'm in the center, so I've got better protection, better showing by you are surrounding my field. So I prefer that. That's what Abaye says. And Gemara says once again, Hilchasa Krav Yosef, that Afushe Lav Milsi, suggesting that you want the guy to produce more showmen to have your land protected. That's not considered a good taina. That's Lav Milsi. And therefore, he has no claim, and we follow Rav Yosef again. In that case, it is Midas Stom. And finally, the Gemara says, we go to the two dots here, two lines down. Chad Gisa Nagra, Chad Gisa Nahara, Pagin lei bekarnizul. Let's say there's two land. The one is being watered by a irrigation system, that's a nagra, and one has a river to just to draw the water from. The river is certainly going to have more water probably than the irrigation system. So how do you divide this land up? The Gemara says bekarnizul, which is through diagonals. So you look at the Rashi diagram and there's a Tosa diagram. So Tosa says you do one down the middle. He thinks the positioning is where the river is on the top left and the irrigation is the top bottom right. So just divide it down the line. That's very good. They each have half the river and half the irrigation system. But Rashi thought that no, one's on the east, one's on the north. So now there's no way to divide it in half. So you divide it up in eight different parts. And this way you have Reuven, Shimon, Reuven, Shivam splitting up here and there. It's very broken up. But that's the fairest way how to have the division up. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.